Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Every Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction companies can't afford to compromise on safety. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me, which is the best way to get a hold of me, is 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to podcast. The construction industry is one of those industries that do not have any chance of facing a downfall in the near future. This is because of the constantly growing demand of new buildings, offices, residential complexes, and so on and so forth. For the growing population across the globe, however, despite this constant growing demand, there is always a scarcity of skilled laborers or workers in these construction companies or this construction industry. One of the primary reasons behind this is the lack of safety or security for the workers. Number one, the importance of safety in construction companies. Safety is a major concern that not only for construction businesses, but also for every single business that you run. If there are too many people working together and using tools and machinery, there's always a chance for accidents. When the construction business and the chances are exposed to accidents are even higher. That is because the construction companies use, number one, heavy equipment and machinery. Number two, electronic or power tools. Number three, the use of fire and gas cutters. Number four, the working with concrete. And number five, working at a level site with great height. Hence, there's always the possibility that accidents may occur. Hence, it is a must that proper safety measures are taken. Otherwise, this will lead to serious fatal damages or the cause of someone's lifelong difficulties for the workers. Next, safety measures that need to be taken. As already mentioned, there are so many accidents possibilities and health hazards possible in a construction site or a construction industry. They simply cannot afford to compromise on the safety matters. There are a number of things that need to be ensured. This includes the following. Number one, following rules and regulation. Every state and country has specific safety measures, rules, and regulations that construction companies need to follow. Otherwise, conducting their business is an absolutely illegal act. Hence, know the safety rules and construction business of your state and country and follow them. Next, use railings. This is a very basic safety measure that needs to be taken when your workers are working at a site. Regardless of how elevated the construction site is, using railings is a must. This will prevent a number of falls that are possible to occur at any point of time. Number three, fall prevention tools and measures. Apart from the railings, there are many other fall prevention tools and machines that need to be used by the workers, from using a fall prevention net to the use of a harness. There are various tools that can be used and should be used. Present or water supply or fire extinguishers. Fire hazards can occur at any time and in the construction site. There can be electrical lines, supplies, or materials that can spread the fire fast. Hence, having accurate extinguishers and water supply is a must. And lastly, proper training is very important. Get someone to come in and train them all. Be it working on an elevator platform or the use of heavy construction equipment, proper training is a must. With the proper training, a number of accidents can be prevented for well-being of a construction worker and also for successful functionability of the business. Following good safety measures is a must to be successful. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.